Governor Sam Brownback promptly signed a Kansas bill that will cut personal income taxes and eliminate them altogether for nearly 200,000 businesses.
Today's legislation will create tens of thousands of new jobs and help to make Kansas the best place in America to start and grow a small business.
Moderate Republicans like Senate President Steve Morris felt betrayed. Democrats like Lawrence's Paul Davis predicted state deficits in the billions in just a few years.
Schools having to make huge cuts. They're going to have to lay off teachers. Class sizes are going to grow. You're going to see longer waiting lists for the disabled.
But conservative Republicans like Johnson County Representative Marvin Klebb said those forecasts don't take into account the economic growth that the state will get from cutting income taxes.
More business growth will create more jobs, which will create more income tax withholdings and everything, more sales taxes.
The legislature wrapped up its session, but without completing any of its redistricting chores, leaving that to the courts. Across the state line, the Missouri Supreme Court upheld that state's congressional redistricting maps, though one judge dissented, saying there was evidence of gerrymandering in eastern Jackson County. A double ballot issue to help with street repairs, parks, and a federally mandated sewer update sailed through the Kansas City City Council. It would eliminate several existing taxes and add a half cent to the sales tax. Mayor Sly James said it's not, as some fear, too complicated to win voter approval.
I happen to think that the people in Kansas City are a little smarter than that.
Yeah, I agree.
And they can read and they can figure it out.
The companion ballot issue is $500 million in bonds to finance the sewer improvements. The council also updated Kansas City's anti-prowler ordinance to make it more effective in addressing the problems of would-be robbers casing homes and businesses. Councilman Scott Wagner explained the need.
To deal with homes and buildings and structures under any circumstance, inhabited, uninhabited, but habitable.
The votes were not in yet in a mail-in ballot on creation of a downtown streetcar zone, but the city clerk reports that only about 600 out of the 5,400 eligible voters asked for ballots before the deadline. President Obama was in Joplin to speak at the Joplin High School graduation, on the eve of the one-year anniversary of that city's EF5 tornado.
Even though I expect that some of you will ultimately end up leaving Joplin, I'm pretty confident that Joplin will never leave you. The people who went through this with you, the people who you once thought of as simply neighbors or acquaintances, classmates, the people in this auditorium tonight, your family now. They're your family.
The aftermath of the tornado is far from over. The latest concerns are about scattered dust from lead-contaminated gravel left over from Joplin's long-ago lead mining days. Wrapping up the week, a Chinese company named Wanda bought Kansas City-based AMC Entertainment, creating the world's largest movie theater company, and the pace picked up and lines shortened a bit at Johnson County Motor Vehicle Licensing Offices, where a new state computer system has caused long waits and multiple visits for 3 weeks. This is KCUR.